This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From John 15, You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Along with our reflections this month on the fruit of the Spirit, let's note some general observations about how we grow as Christians. For the next few days, we'll consider how spiritual growth is gracious, gradual, and guaranteed. One of the important things we've noticed this month is that spiritual growth is the result of God's work in us. Though we have an important role to play, even our determination to flourish with the fruit of the Spirit is evidence of God's grace. The Holy Spirit is the one who stimulates our desire to grow in Christ. Growth is gracious. This means we should keep our attention on Jesus and not ourselves. If we focus too much on how well we perform as Christians, we are bound to get distracted. An old anonymous poem, The Centipede's Dilemma, makes the point well. A centipede was happy quite, until a frog in fun said, "Pray, which leg comes after which?" This raised her mind to such a pitch. She lay distracted in the ditch, considering how to run. Don't focus too much on how advancing in the spiritual life actually works, or on how well you're actually doing it. Trust that growth will happen, and when it does, thank Jesus for the fruit produced by His appointment.
This is Today, a daily devotional brought to you by Reframe Media. Interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, or on our website, thisistoday.com.